Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
These stories about hunger and families going to soup kitchens, families missing meals has been cropping up in the headlines a number of times on The Takeaway. It keeps coming up. Since the financial crisis and the crash of the economy began.
Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has this term called food security, where they try to track people's sense of insecurity about getting enough to eat. I mean, you know, the great difference between the Depression and now is that the hunger is happening in a time of huge abundance. I mean, overwhelming abundance.
And so it seems incomprehensible, but 17 million is the number of, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that's the number of American families that went hungry at some point in 2009, and as many as 1 million kids in those households missed meals on a regular basis. It calls to mind the stories of the Great Depression, of the soup kitchens with lines around the block. And we're wondering, knowing what we do about the kids of the Great Depression, what does that tell us about the children of the Great Recession? Joining us now is Robert Rosen, a Takeaway listener who grew up in Brooklyn during the Great Depression. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and that's Brooklyn, New York, not Michigan or Iowa, or the place of the Dodgers.
Well, let me ask you about your experiences during the Great Depression. One would assume, I would assume, that growing up in a time when food is a valuable thing, when you're worried about where your next meal will come from, that changes you.
Well, I was only six or seven, so my experience were not as vivid if I were an adult. But there's one thing people must really understand, the difference between then and now. There were no safety nets back then, no unemployment, no welfare, no any dole from the government. And if you had no money, you actually starved. Nobody starves today. They may go hungry, but nobody starves. But there were people actually starving because if you had no money, you had nothing. And we were lucky. My father had a skill. He could fix things. So he always managed to somehow get a job and bring in something. And we might have missed a couple of meals, but we never really starved. But believe me, people were starving back then.
So you don't remember ever feeling fear that you weren't eventually going to get enough to eat?
Well, you know, between jobs, sometimes we felt a little frightened. But since people were able to get help from private charities, we figured temporarily we might be able to, but it never really came to that. We were fortunate there.
And do you think that your views of money, of food, of security changed because of that, because of the way that you grew up?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it put me in good stead. People of the Depression were paranoid about money. My wife also was come from a very poor background. And so as a result, we grew up never buying anything that we couldn't afford or never allowing ourselves to go into a lot of debt. And we pay off our charge cards a day or two afterwards. We own our own apartment. We own our own car.
All right. Well, joining us now, that is Robert Rosen, who grew up in Brooklyn during the Great Depression. We have another Robert with us, Professor Robert McIlvain. He's a professor of history and author of Down and Out in the Great Depression. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
The distinction that Robert Rosen makes between the safety net during the Great Depression and the Great Recession, when although kids and families could go hungry, they're not in fear of starving, is that a fair comparison?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things Herbert Hoover said down into the 1932 campaign was that no one is actually starving. And Franklin Roosevelt rarely agreed with him, but he said nobody is going to starve in this country, more or less speaking about after he was elected. Both of them were wrong. People were starving. There were at least in 1932, 95 documented cases in New York City of people who starved to death. Still, the numbers were pretty small for actual starvation, but the levels of malnutrition and actual hunger and people dying because of their weakened systems from malnutrition, there's no way to quantify that, but it was really happening. And the main reason that we have a line between most of us today and that is the sort of programs that were passed in the New Deal and subsequently in the 1960s.
So it's a different history that we're talking about, and Robert McIlvain is a professor of history at Millsaps College. You're down in Jackson, Mississippi, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So, Professor, you know, in some ways, I'm wondering if the safety nets that Robert Rosen talks about enforce a kind of complacency and render families less able to improvise in the way that Robert Rosen's family did, less able to maybe be resilient. And we see some of the nutrition problems a result of bad choices or the unavailability of quality foods in certain neighborhoods, that that's as much a problem as pure hunger.
Well, it probably is, and there's no question. You can look back. I mentioned a minute ago that Hoover and Roosevelt rarely agreed on things that probably they did more often than people would imagine, and one of the things that they did agree on is that a dole, any sort of a relief system, was going to undermine people's self-reliance, but the basic difference was that Hoover approached this in an ideological way, as I might note many people in his party do today, and say, therefore, you know, we must follow this strict ideology and not worry about the actual facts on the ground. Roosevelt, on the other hand, was pragmatic about it and realized that while a dole or receiving relief might undermine somebody's self-reliance in the future, starving to death certainly would undermine their self-reliance,
yes,
and so you had to give them some aid.
That is Professor Robert McIlvaine, professor of history, author of Down and Out in the Great Depression. And we still have Robert Rosen with us, a takeaway listener who grew up in Brooklyn during the Great Depression. You know, Robert, I wonder if you sometimes give in to the temptation to say, you know, in my day, and when people start making comparisons, when people start talking about the suffering, which is real, going on right now of millions of American families worrying about how to get food on the table, what would be your advice to the parents of a kid who may be missing meals?
Well, you know, what's going to happen, I think, that, like it or not, people are going to have to start living the way we did, because things are not going to be what they were in the really good times, and they're just going to have to start adapting and living a little bit more, you might say, reservedly. And it might not be a bad thing, but I know one thing, that we're a country that has an awful lot, and we're able to at least take care of our people.
Okay, that is Robert Rosen, takeaway listener who grew up during the Great Depression, lived in Brooklyn, New York, since 1939. Also spoke to Robert McIlvaine, professor of history at Millsaps College, author of Down and Out in the Great Depression and the Great Depression, 1929 to 1941. Thanks to both of you.